Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
How do you plan to keep your grandmother's legacy alive?
Whoa. How do I plan to keep my grandmother's legacy alive? That's an interesting question. You know, I didn't say thank you for it. I just said it's interesting. No, I'm joking, thank you. It really is an interesting question because, you know what, this is probably one of the things that that hit me the most was at my grandmother's funeral. They, so obviously her funeral was in South Africa, and It was really small, and I was happy about it. It was intimate. And if you've never been to an African funeral, basically the way they last forever, right? I think we basically, it's almost like Africans have said, the funeral must be as long as your life was. So it was really long, but it was actually quite enjoyable because all of my grandmother's friends spoke, all the friends who are still alive, right? Because she was 96. And then all her friends were speaking who were still alive, and they're telling these stories, and it was so crazy because they'd be like, I remember, and they were saying it in Xhosa, it's like, Namkumbulo Francis, you know, and they'd be like, I remember when I met her in 1948, and we went out together, and we partied, and I'm like, my grandma partied? You know, and then other women would talk about, one of my favorite stories was one of her neighbors talking about how my grandmother would always open her house to all the women in the community who needed it. You know, so some women who were being abused would go live with her, and then I didn't know these things about my gran. You know, I didn't know who was living there or was. I didn't know what their stories were as a kid. I'd see people, but I'm a child. I'm not gonna be walking up to people and be like, what's your issue? So what was fascinating was that, and I think what it left me with is my grandmother's legacy to me personally was like food and love. That's to me. But I realized her legacy as a whole was more how she treated the people around her, everyone she came into contact with, you know, that she felt she could extend her heart to. It was really beautiful to see, and to see what she had left behind. You know, she left a legacy, she left friends. It was wonderful watching all these grannies give speeches that never ended. And then the pastor would have to like come in slowly. He's like, okay. He's like, okay. And like grab the microphone and then be like, he's like, okay. That's enough. And I think that was it. So if there's one way I would try and keep my grandmother's legacy alive is just by remembering the tiny impact you can have on somebody's life that may stick with them long after you're gone. That might be it. Yeah. So thank you for the question.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.